Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Smart Grid Network. I'm your host, Dan Kohler, and I want to introduce you to my star of the show, who is Max McLaughlin, and he's the founder of Go Sell Something. So, Max, tell our listening audience a little bit about what you do and a little bit about Go Sell Something.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia, so much for having me. I really appreciate it. So Go Sell Something is, we primarily focus these days 100% as a digital agency. Just for the bottom line is we don't believe that there is any medium that really matters anymore besides digital. So, I mean, we help our clients. Typically, our clients are doing $1 to $20 million a year in revenue, and we help them garner attention and get their customers' attention and keep it, right? And so that's brand awareness, primarily video, and we do that to help drive not just drive revenue, because I know that's important, but that's not the whole ball game. The whole ball game is getting their attention and keeping it long term, which is really hard to do today with all the noise. There's a lot of noise out there.
So today we're going to concentrate on why digital is important. So when you first started in sales, there was no digital, so it's a evolution. How has this evolution taken place, and is sales a lot easier now than it was when you started in your business?
Oh, absolutely. So I mean, when I started in sales almost two decades ago, I mean, I started in the credit card processing world, and it was simple. You were told to get dressed in the morning, get out on the road, and hit, you know, every door on that road, 50 doors, 60 doors a day, just cold call, just walk in blind. And that was the only way to do it back then, right? And so, I mean, you could make phone calls, of course, which was, I mean, back, but even back then, the phone was so underused by most salespeople. And today, to answer your question, is the job easier? No. But finding the information is easier. I mean, today, I think prospects are pounded. I mean, if you own a restaurant, you're hit so many times a day from people who sell everything. I mean, there's someone who sells everything from the floor mats to the cups to the insurance to the credit card processing to everything. And there seems like there's 100 people selling every product. So they're hit constantly. But today, I think the people who stand out today are the people who understand that there's a better way to get to people. For instance, a lot of people don't really take advantage of, you know, direct messaging inside of, say, like Instagram, where you can go into a local business inside their Instagram account and send them a message in there. Now, granted, you have your messaging, I think that boils down to any sales fundamentals, is to be unique and original. But if you're just blasting out, hey, this is Mac and I want to come do your insurance, or this is Mac and I want to come do your credit card processing, well, then, yes, you're not going to get anywhere. But if you can be unique in your messaging and create a message and an image that comes across as thoughtful and caring, I think that's a key. I think people today don't understand how important it is to develop relationships. Everybody today is all about instant gratification. And I think relationships are really important if you want to do long-term business with somebody. I mean, I get a call, just to give you an example, I got a call the other day, and the sales person on the other end never even asked me how my day was going. How are you today? A simple, they're like, look, my name is so-and-so, I do this, and I can help you. But I don't understand how they feel they can help me when they know nothing about me or my business. You just assume that you have a value prop, and you know, the thing is, as most people understand, is you don't get to decide what value is. The customer decides the value. And so with digital, it makes no sense to not understand someone, because I can get online, go to LinkedIn, find a business owner, learn about that person's likes, dislikes, what college they went to, what sports fans they might be. I mean, you should be so well prepared by the time you walk in or pick up that phone that you know that prospect very well, and you have something that you can lead in with that we might be able to find some common ground.
So if I was to promote something in the business section of the city of Albany. I would figure out who were those businesses and look at their website and understand what makes them tick. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, you need to find out a little bit about them, right? And, you know, I think that so many people in sales, it's just a numbers game to them. And I understand that old sales was a numbers game. Back in the day when I first started, if I didn't hit X amount of doors a day, I wasn't going to make a living. Today, I think it's more about quality than quantity, meaning that I would rather talk to 10 business owners today but have real conversations about their business and what their needs are and have 30 or 45-minute conversations than to have 100 calls go out with a bunch of two-minute messages or just, you know, a bunch of nonsense. I'll take those 10, 35-minute conversations all day long over any amount of volume.
So with those 10, 30-minute calls, you have more luck making a sale than just cold calling, hi, I'm Mac, blah, 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 and that's it.
Absolutely, because they don't, I mean, when I, you know, when I do that, I actually find out what they need. And that's a great thing I love about digital is because you can connect with somebody and find out so much about them before you get that first call in. Now, you talk about, I know the show's be, you know, kind of why digital matters, and here's what I got to tell you, and it's, I think TV, radio, print, that's all dead. I think it's all gone. And whatever's left of it, it's going to disappear more and more. It's all about digital. And more than that, it's all about the mobile device. It's all about the phone. And your Facebooks and your LinkedIns and your Twitters and your Instagrams and your Snapchats, those are now the major media networks. The CNBCs and MSNBCs of the world, those don't matter anymore. They just don't. It's the social networks, because if marketing, our smart marketers always know this, you go where the attention is, you go where the money is, and everyone's attention is not on the TV anymore. If you want to reach someone who's under 30 years old today, and you're putting money behind TV, radio, or print, you're bottom line burning money. You're just taking cash. You might as well take it and burn it on fire, or just send it to me for fun.
Okay, let me ask you this. We're creating a new radio station in the city of Albany, and it's a low-power FM station. And we're on the air 24 hours a day, and there's a number of people who are involved in the station who do a little promo and stuff. It's low-power FM. In your opinion, you said radio is dead. So in your opinion, what can we do instead of low-power FM? What can we do to make an impact in the city of Albany?
You need to be online. So whatever you're going to say on that radio show, I mean, look, especially, I don't know what your demographic is. So, I mean, if you're shooting for, you know, 65 to 75-year-olds, then maybe that's perfect. But if you want to reach anyone else, you need to be online. You need to use things like Facebook and Instagram and use live features. You need to, I mean, you know, Cynthia, for a very, very small cost, you could have, I mean, how many people are in the city of Albany?
We have 90,000.
You can get in front of every one of those people for an extremely low cost through digital and bring brand awareness to what you're trying to do and to bring cause awareness to what you're trying to do. And you can never do it for the cost of radio, TV, or print. You could never, you know, get to, I mean, what would it take to get in front of those people on the radio 5 times in the next 3 months? What would that cost you, right? And it would be ridiculous on TV or on the radio. The truth really is, you know, it's all about online. It's all about the mobile. So, I mean, if your mobile device isn't, you know, if you're not building this out, whatever it is you're building with your radio show, if you're not building it out to be online, on web, on social, and focused on the mobile optimization, you know, I think ultimately those things will lose out because nobody will be there to listen to it.
Okay, so the show that we're doing now, we're doing an internet radio show. I post this on Twitter. So would you say that this is the digital way to go when we're doing an internet radio show?
Absolutely. Then you got to put a little something behind it so people know about it. You know, I mean, for a few $100, you can get it out to a lot of people, you know. And, you know, one time, I mean, you need to do, I think, consistent in your campaigning. But if you're really trying to grow it and you're really trying to get people to it, you need to go where the people are. And, you know, anyone under 35, if you want to reach them, you need to be on Instagram. Anyone between 35 and 55, they're going to be on your Facebook. And that's where you need to focus your spend dollars, your ad dollars is right there, and drive them back to your site. Let them listen to it. Let them hear it and see if they like it. And you go from there. I mean, I don't think there's any future in anything traditional. You know, I mean, you think about this when the TV first came out and everyone was like, oh, you know, what is this? It's crazy. It's the same thing now with digital, only instead of having, you know, both options, I don't think you're going to have both options. I only think that digital is going to survive. I know it's kind of crazy to think about, but I believe that they'll stop manufacturing TVs in the next 20 years.
Really? And everything will be on the computer.
I think it even goes beyond that. I mean, we don't get to get too sci-fi, but I think I've seen things where, you know, your mobile device turns into almost like a projector, and it's a hologram, and it's just as clear as anything you're going to see on TV, and it's in 3D. And so there's VR that I think is going to take, you know, be a huge thing in the next 10 years, 5-10 years. And so everything is changing, and you're either going to – Pete, there's brands out there. All brands are either going to keep up with that change or they're going to die. And you can see some of the big brands. I mean, look at JCPenney's. Look at Sears. I mean, look at Sports Authority. These are companies that either have died or are dying because they did not innovate to keep up with people like Amazon. And so that's going to trickle down to everything. Now you see Amazon getting into the grocery business. I mean, you're going to trickle down to where, unless you're extremely unique, I don't even think retail is not going to look anything like it looks today in 10 years. I think most of your retail is gone. I think that's just a huge shift that people are fighting, but there's no fighting it. I mean, look, I'm, you know, even at my age in mid-30s, I almost don't shop anywhere outside of my phone now for almost anything. If I need new shirts, shoes, anything, it's all on my phone, ordered, it comes to my door, because I don't want to go shopping and I don't want to go do that. I want to do my own thing and be me, and I get much better deals. I can get 30% cheaper just because I ordered online, because that online retailer is smart and doesn't have the overhead of 600 locations. You know, I mean, can you think of a more iconic brand than Radio Shack?
Right, it's going out of business.
No, it's gone already. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if there's any open. All the ones in my town here around Olympia, Seattle, they're gone. And it's because they didn't innovate. People think that, and it's just like when the internet first came out. Do you remember when the first internet first came out? And, oh, that's a fad. That'll go away. I don't need a website. And they got killed. They got absolutely killed. And those people who saw it and got on board first, today are your biggest brands in the world.
There was this article in the newspaper yesterday that said that retail, meaning all of the big malls, are just dying. They're dying all over the place. So all of these big, big buildings, do you see them all gone? All of the flagship stores are leaving. Do you eventually see malls as a thing of the past?
Oh, absolutely. Do you see? You see now? Look, 10 years ago, a mall outlet, you know, going into like a major Simon mall, that was the premium real estate. You had to pay big bucks to be in there. Not anymore. Some of these malls now are so cheap. Churches are taking them over. I mean, there's in Las Vegas, there's a whole big mall there that some call center just rented out. And it's going to be, I mean, think about a mall is now turned into a call center. Okay? Because that property is so inexpensive and so cheap because they can't move that. I mean, who's going to rent out a mall? So no one needs that anymore. I mean, every store in there, you just don't need it anymore. Our generation, when I say our generation, I mean, like, for instance, my generation, I'm in my mid-30s. I'm at that tail end of the millennials, right? And you look at then my children, you know, when they're grown adults, it's not going to be what you see today. These strip malls and everything, I mean, these things are just going to be, I think you're going to see a lot of problems there, and a lot of big companies are going to face huge problems and dilemmas on what to do with all this property they've built up over the last 10, 15 years, and because I think in the next 10 years, you're just not going to need the space. You know, I think your biggest growth in the next 20 years of actual property space will be in warehousing space, industrial space, because that's what they're going to need, like, right? Shipping centers.
Right, like Amazon. Okay. So for everybody out there who's struggling to make ends meet, what would you say to them?
Well, I mean, I would say that, you know, sit down and be honest with yourself and ask yourself, is what you're doing, you know, working? And if it's not working, make the changes now, be as quick as you can. Because if you're a brand, a local brand, you don't have to be, you know, some national brand. I think that people, and I think today more than ever, people like doing business with local and small business brands. But they need to offer the opportunity, you know, digitally. So, I mean, if you have marketing dollars at all, it needs to be going into Facebook, Instagram. It needs to be put behind digital. You need to have a really good website. You need to understand what conversions are. And if you don't understand all that, you need to hire a company to do it or at least work with you on it so you can get it right.
Okay. So you do a lot of this stuff. You do a lot of this consulting. So if somebody wants to if a business owner hears this and needs your help, how could they do so?
Just go to GoSellSomething.com. GoSellSomething.com.
Okay.
You can email me at Mac@GoSellSomething.com. I mean, even if you just need some advice. Even if you just need, to get a better understanding of something, I will help any small business owner because I love small business owners. Just email me and we'll figure it out. Or you can get me on any social network at The Badass Closer.
Starting a new endeavor, is that correct? Where you'll be coaching businesses and salespeople, right?
No, not at all. Well, you know, GSS has been in, obviously, been in sales and marketing and digital for a long time. We're just going 100% focused on digital. So we're taking away anything and any product or services that we offer that's not part of the digital agency. We don't see any growth for our future in anything that's not around digital. Digital marketing, digital channel, digital ads, sales, branding, awareness. It's all 100% digital because I don't see why we would want to waste any more time fighting it or trying to talk to one more of our clients about anything other than digital, because it doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned and as far as I think most of the world is concerned, nothing but digital matters.
What percentage of salespeople out there would you say is up to speed with digital right now?
Not that many. And I think the ones that do, I think most of the ones that are trying it, for the most part, are kind of doing it wrong. And I say that with all due respect. I think it's all about me, me, me in most of what you see, instead of you, and how can I help you? I think if you help enough people, right, it's just going to come back to you. I mean, if you're a business owner and you reach out to me for help and I give you help and I give you value with no expectation, I mean,
right.
The next time you need something, you're probably going to at least consider me.
Okay. So let's build our shows around helping people understand and implement the digital services out there. Would you think that's a good idea?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Okay. So we'll do a show next week at this time. You have been listening to my star, the star of the show, Mac McLaughlin.
You're so silly.
At the Smart Biz Network. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler. So if you like the show on Facebook, I've got a Facebook page, the Smart Biz Network. Join it. And I also have a community forum, the Smart Biz Network. Check out both of them, join them, and let's have the conversation continue. And we'll talk next week. Matt, it's been terrific. Thanks.
Cynthia, get on Instagram. All right, I'll talk to you later.